Hi, and welcome to the Changing Perspectives podcast, the show where we discuss a variety of topics, including grief, parenting, relationships, mental health, and pop culture. Join us and explore a number of changing perspectives. We're your hosts, Jenny and Josh Brennan. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up?
That mic is not really sort of near you at all.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
There you go.
About a mic.
And what are you doing?
Two of my nails fell off, my nail polish, so I realized that I'm going to fix them.
Oh.
Because my basket is next to me.
Are those nails part of your 25 favorite things that you put on your website and stuff? No? Oh, maybe you should.
I guess I should.
Yeah.
I have a few days left.
Do you want to talk about those?
2 days left. I'm not getting any money for it, but they're gel nail strips because I have not been going to the nail salon since quarantine.
Yeah.
And I started with doing my own nail dip wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I got not good at it, but better at it.
Yeah.
But then I found these. They're little stickers, but they're made of gel nail polish. So they're thicker than the other stickers. And you cure them with a little light. Anyways, I don't know.
It's a cool light.
It's
like
cool.
It.
But this set, because I just started doing different colors, I have three different colors on my finger, but one of them is sort of a translucent one and it peeled off both fingers. So
maybe they'll pay us to advertise for them.
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. You done already?
I'm done.
We just started. Welcome to episode 88, everybody. Welcome back to the Changing Perspectives podcast. We're happy to be able to give you all a new episode this week. This is Christmas week. We're a little bit late just because Jenny and I had to finish up our work weeks. We had a lot of stuff going on. We're actually on vacation this week.
We're not like away.
We're not away. We're not working.
Yeah.
Right now. So we take some days off around Christmas, which we're excited about, but it did take us a little bit longer to get into the studio than normally, but we're in here, ready to go. We've got a fresh new episode for everyone. We hope you all enjoyed the holiday fun episode we released last week. And we were told by a fan of ours that we forgot to or failed to mention the fact that we did like a favorite holiday movie episode last year, which we totally, it just slipped our minds. We should have mentioned it, but we're mentioning it now. That was a fun episode too. Now that I remember it. Hey, if you have not done so already, you know what I'm going to say. Sign up for that newsletter. Jenny is kicking out a newsletter every month, as well as a weekly Wednesday Wisdom, a special email you get in your inbox every Wednesday. Go to changingperspectivesonline.com to fill that out. And hey, listen, show Jenny and me some love on the social medias. Go, if you have not already done so, go over to Facebook, Changing Perspectives blog on Facebook, right, Jenny? Changing Perspectives podcast. And
on
like
Facebook,
us.
And it's Changing Perspectives blog on Instagram.
Yes. So like us on all those. Jenny is quickly approaching 2,000 followers. So it's exciting stuff. So go ahead and like us over there if you've not done so already. We are joined today, as we normally are, by some furry friends. Two furry friends, Everett and Norma Jean, are here and decided to wake up, I guess. We were in here for a little while with them and they were just sleeping. Of course, when we hit record, they started moving around. So, hey, listen, I need to thank you both for that transition. That's a nice transition because we're about to talk about Chewy. If you have not done so, if you're a pet lover like us and you need to give Chewy a try, their shipping is super fast. We usually have our order the very next day. We use Chewy's auto ship feature for our dog food, pet medicine, and pet treats. If you need your auto ship order faster or need to delay your shipment, that is not quiet what you're doing right now.
Sorry.
You can do so quickly via the mobile app or their website. And exclusive to Changing Perspectives fans, right now you can get 30% off your first auto ship order by clicking the link over on the Changing Perspectives Facebook page. We were just talking about that. So Chewy.com, everyone, that's the way to go. To get that 30% off, you have to click the link over on the Changing Perspectives Facebook page. It's the pinned post that Jenny put up there. So, yeah.
Okay, can we talk about something fun now?
Yeah, this hasn't been fun.
Mm-mm.
For the past 4 minutes. I think it's been excellent.
I'm sure people have tuned out now.
They're just done. Mm-hmm. They're trying to fast forward on the mm-hmm. on the iTunes app, wherever you listen to this show. So today's episode is a parenting episode, and we're going to talk about snow days.
Yes.
That's a hot topic right now because of the different way so many districts across the country are handling snow days because of remote learning. So we're going to talk about that. I got a couple articles to share. I'm just going to talk about snow days in general. But listen, Jenny, I wanted to shout out something, shameless plug. You shameless plugged your nails. Speaking of snow days, if you're here in New England, you have to give...
I think that you don't know what a shameless plug is.
Shameless plug. A free plug? Yeah. How about that? Mm-hmm. You have to give Wormtown Brewery a try. Their Blizzard of 78. Speaking of snow days, English-style brown ale. Jenny and I are having some drinks with this episode tonight. To cheers to parenting in 2020. How about that?
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Jenny is drinking a Prosecco cocktail I made for her. Kind of a grown-up twist on a mimosa with clementines and rosemary. But I'm drinking this English-style brown ale from Wormtown Brewery. It's delicious, so I highly recommend. Anyway, snow day. So we were inspired to do this episode because of one of your micros. For those that don't know, can you explain what a micro is?
It is a short blog post. So mm-hmm. Often I post them, well, I cross post them everywhere. But they're like a long Facebook post or Instagram post, but also a short blog post. So it's like a micro blog.
Yeah, I like it. And this one really... spoke to me, and it was really well written, Jenny. Oh, and obviously this is about our family specific to snow days. So do you want to give us the gist of this micro?
No.
Without having to reread it? You know what it's about.
Was it about the bread?
Banana bread.
So we had our first kind of sort of snow day over here last week. Was it last week? Oh gosh, not even a week ago.
I have no idea.
Wow. I think it's a week ago tomorrow.
I don't remember.
And somehow, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while.
We had this winter where we literally had blizzard after blizzard after blizzard.
Yeah.
And they were always on, I think they were Wednesdays, because it was always the same clients that I saw that we had to cancel because of snow. The kids had 7 snow days that year. And somehow, on our first day of our first snow day of that year, I made banana bread. I don't know why. I think I just had bananas and we were like, I'm not working, because I couldn't go to work because I wasn't doing telehealth at that point.
Right.
So actually, I wasn't even in private practice. I was working other
places.
Were
you in hospice?
I think I was working in the nursing home doing psychotherapy in the nursing home that year. I forget what I was saying. So I made banana bread. And I had blueberries we had a bunch of blueberries, I think, from the summer in our freezer. So I was like, let's throw some blueberries in there. Anyways, we all loved it. And then it somehow became something we did every snow day that year.
We had a bunch of snow days.
We had a bunch of snow days. We didn't do it if we had like 2 back-to-back snow days, but it became a thing. And it's stuck. Anytime there's a snow day, we make banana bread with blueberries and also usually one with chocolate chips.
So I'm going to read a quick excerpt from this. You wrote, we learned that we love blueberries on our banana bread and that we sometimes enjoy the banana bread in the form of muffins with chocolate chips. We learned that parchment paper works best. We learned that it's always so good the next day grilled in a pan with good quality butter. We learned that it brings our family together. When we had our first snow day this next year, we made banana bread again. And has become our thing.
See, I write better than I...
It has become a thing. Our thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So all these years later, I don't need to cancel my work to care for my kids on a snow day. So when school's canceled today, which was last week, I still had a full schedule of 8 patients. And it wasn't a snow day for me. But you still made the banana bread. We didn't think you had time for it, but you squeezed it in the morning. I have to thank you for that.
Why?
Because at one moment, you write about this, but at one moment, I mean, just the smell of it was just, It's just a good feeling. Like, it brings back good memories, makes you feel good, smells amazing, and, of course, tastes amazing. Blueberries and banana bread, people. That's the way to go if you like blueberries.
I know it sounds weird, but...
I know. No, it's just moist and delicious. But this is how a snow day should be, is what you wrote. Because later in the morning, you found myself and both boys in the kitchen. So, and then we ended up, even though, I mean, I worked from home as well, significantly that day, a lot, in between getting the snowblower out. And the boys didn't have, well, we'll talk about this. They didn't have school. They had school work, which we'll talk about. But it wasn't a normal snow day because of the remote situation for everybody. But at one point, we were all in the kitchen enjoying the banana bread. And it was just, it was great. And you wrote, you finished this micro blog off with this sentence. This, what is going on below you right now?
Everett.
Evie. That's not going to work, whatever you're doing.
Not a toy.
Oh, boy.
This is why Everett is not never invited in here. But Everett's in here today because he ripped up two Christmas presents today.
Yeah, he's like in rare form.
He's excited for Santa to come.
Oh, man.
I think Santa might not bring him gifts, though, after his behavior today.
Everett eating whatever he's doing and you being in a nail salon, there's lots of background noise this episode.
You wanted to do an episode.
Yeah, I did. You finished off this microblog by saying, this is the recipe for family memories. And that one sentence was what inspired me to suggest we do this for a topic today.
Well, and you know, I remember, well, because it was just a week ago, but there was a moment where I was laying in bed that morning and I was like, oh, it's a snow day. I wish we had time to make banana bread because it doesn't feel like a real snow day. And then I realized if I'm super fast, I can bang out banana bread really, really quickly in just enough time because my first session doesn't start until 9:15. Usually they start at 9. So this is important for me to do, like as a gift to the kids and just sort of as an acknowledgement that like this is our family's tradition.
I was in the room adjacent to the kitchen working. And I didn't even know what you were doing until I just smelled the banana bread cooking. So it was great. It was very delicious, and it all went, too. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But snow days have changed since when we were kids, right? What did you love most about snow days growing up?
Well, not having to go to school.
Right.
But what did I love most about them? Yeah. Well, I don't know what I love most about them.
What do you remember? What do you fondly remember about snow days from your childhood? Did you build snowmen? Did you go outside at all?
I remember one snowstorm. I did build a giant fort outside by my mailbox. I think it was a blizzard. I think it might have even been like the blizzard that happened near April or in April or something.
We were in high school for that. That was huge.
So I didn't build a snow fort in high school. So I don't know.
Doing homework.
At some point, I built what I believed to be a huge snow fort. And that was what I remembered. I don't think I've ever really liked the outside or being cold. So I don't really have fond memories of like outside playing. I just didn't have to go to school and could sort of sleep in a little bit. I do remember, you know, sitting in front of the TV waiting for... our town to sort of scroll across the bottom, and because we lived in a town that started with R, it was quite a few, and if it was a big snowstorm, it took a while for them to get to the R's, and often they would like go to commercial and we'd have to wait for the commercial cycle and then see it come back on. But I remember before that they also used to blow the fire horn in our town.
So you were closer in the town that we grew up in. You were closer to the fire department than I was, so I never heard the horn.
Right.
But yeah, that was, you know, there wasn't text messages or emails or robocalling even. It was, you had to wait to see what came up on the news.
Right.
The scrolling news.
Or listen to the radio.
Right, right. And you had to wait. There's commercial. And then I feel like it would always start over. Like it went to commercial and then you had to wait. And then you came back and little, it started with the A's again.
It is a long time when you're little to like start at A's and go... Because the town next to us started with an A, so it was always kind of a good indication if they were there,
right.
That we might be there too on that list.
Right.
But sometimes when you're that young, it's really easy to lose lose track of your what you're doing, lose focus.
I feel like they should have, like every other snow day started at the back of the alphabet just to help those folks like us, those kids like us. Oh, man. I think I remember the most just enjoying the time not having to go to school. I think, I mean, we enjoyed playing outside a bit, but I was never crazy about like snowsuits or snow pants.
Yeah.
Which always backfired for me because then whatever I wore instead would get wet and cold.
Right.
So, but it was fun. But nowadays, I mean, prior to this year, like I said, it's robocalls, it's text messages, it's emails. I mean, you know, pretty quickly Twitter. I mean, it's pretty much, it's like the episode of the Office when Ryan creates the woof.
Yeah.
And you get everything all at once. That's kind of like when you hear about snow days. But this year's different, right, Jenny?
Right.
So the question I have, will snow days even exist after 2020? That's my question. And a lot of other people had that question, so much so that a news article was right. I actually Googled that question and this news article popped up. And this article was written by a news station, like a TV station in Michigan. I'm going to drop the link, but it says, will snow days exist after 2020? Now that remote learning is something almost every school has experience with, what will happen to snow days? Will they cease to exist? Well, like many things this year, the answers to this new question are varied and depend on who you ask, right? So if you have, you know, if you are a parent this year in 2020, of school age children, mm-hmm. I think your answer may be different than someone that doesn't have school age children. What do you think?
I think that if you don't have school age children, you should not participate in this conversation.
I kind of agree.
Because I think it's really hard to understand what remote learning is like for parents if you're not doing it. It sounds completely different than it actually winds up being in actuality. And I think for us, it's been a struggle. And we're pretty privileged and we have, I think we're pretty tech savvy, but, and our youngest is not even in streaming all day.
Right.
He kind of is now if we're going to stay full remote. But really for him, it's just a couple of hours a day. And then Wednesday, it's like 3.5 or 4 hours. But for those hours, we are constantly having to wait to see, are we going to need to swoop in and do tech support, problem solve something? And then the hours that he's not in a live session, help him with his homework, right?
Him and I
had to do some, well, I helped him with a science remote assignment the other day, and I'm no longer allowed to help him because of his grade that he got on it. So
I am the more sciencey of the parents.
Yeah. But you were not available because you're working. So mm-hmm. both of us are also trying to work. And at some points, neither of us are able to step away. I've been able to sort of move most of my sessions so that I'm available during that time. But anyways, point is it's really hard. And so I think nobody can really relate anymore. It's not the same as when you were a parent.
Nobody has gone through this. Nobody.
And it sounds totally different.
Unless you were around in 1919 with the Spanish flu.
Well, there was no remote learning.
But there's no remote learning. So not really. So nobody's ever gone through this. But that's the thing. You mentioned a good point. Like the other day, he was doing an assignment on plant cells, which is exciting for me. I love science. And
not exciting for me.
I know. I love it. But he had a question, and in normal world, prior to the pandemic, he would just raise his hand. His teacher would walk over to his desk, and his teacher would help him.
The way our town is set up is that when he's doing remote learning, his teacher is actively, most of the time, his teacher is actively engaged with the kids who are in school.
Yes.
Our oldest is a different story.
Right.
Every class for him is live streamed, whether he's in class, in like physically in school or whether he's home. That's not how it is for our youngest son. So the teacher is not available until the end of the school day.
Right. So the question is, should there still be snow days, even if you can learn remotely? And we both believe the answer is yes. There should still be snow days, meaning there's no school.
I should have had you pull up my original snow day article.
Yeah.
From probably 4 or 5 years ago.
We can drop a link in it.
We should. It's a snow day without the snow.
Yeah.
And I wrote about how, I think it was in March or April, we as a family, I think it was just me and the boys, really needed a break. And so I called, I guess, an audible and called a snow day. And we all took off work. The boys did not go to school. And we made banana blueberry.
Yeah.
Blueberry bread with blueberries.
Easy for you to say.
And we watched movies and we just hung out and treated it like a snow day. It's a pause, right? Like a snow day is sort of nature, I think, allowing you to pause.
To break.
To take a break, to take an unexpected break, right? It's different than like a break. It's like a mental health day, right? Like I think that employees should be able to take mental health days, right?
Yes.
You don't need to be having a stomach bug or having COVID or having a vacation that's pre-planned to be able to take a day off. Like sometimes you just wake up and you need a break.
Right.
And I think, especially in 2020, like with that snowstorm coming, and it was interesting to see it sort of unfold on social media, because, you know, the snowstorm was kind of hitting lots of places, so you could kind of see it in other places.
The whole New England area was hit.
Yeah, but also it came through like the Midwest and the Eastern Seaboard. That there was this like excitement, like, oh my gosh, we're going to get a break. Like, we're going to get an unanticipated day off from remote learning, from school, for teachers, for students, probably not for administrators, but a break. And that was so welcomed. Yeah, it does mean that you then have to make it up at the end of the year. But what good is holding some sort of reprieve for 6 more months?
Right.
You need it now.
Exactly. Right.
If we have a winter like we did a few years ago, where it's snow day after snow day, then I think at some point the scales do tip and it's like, all right, it's enough.
And you use the technology to your benefit, your advantage. But for the most part, this one of the superintendents in the Michigan Public Schools, his name is Bill O'Brien. He was quoted in this article, does pretty much agree.
Is he the one that had the viral post?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe. Article was from a couple weeks ago, but he wrote, or he's quoted in the article, in a year of unpredictability and uncertainty, we have an opportunity to keep one thing the same. Snow days are an incredible opportunity for kids to learn in unstructured ways. Be it cooking, cleaning, playing, reading, or building, learning will happen. Snow day challenges are a fun way that schools have always kept students engaged on these days out of the building. We will continue these fun and unique ways of keeping kids learning on days at home. And he goes on to say, the mental strain on an entire community, but especially our kids during this pandemic, is incredible. So he's arguing, you know, keep snow days the same and don't continue remote learning, which is what I believe. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, sometimes I feel like kids don't even realize they need a break from normal school, but especially this year. But, you know, the permission to take that break sometimes needs to come from those, you know, at the top or in charge at the, and making those decisions at the district level on behalf of on the good of the whole community, on good of the kids in your district. I feel like it should come from the top. Now, you know, our close family had a different experience with the recent snow day than we did. Let's talk about what the options are now in our own district, Jenny. So it's then I want to come back to you know, our nieces and nephews and the conversation that happened in that house. But we have inclement weather days now and snow days.
Well, so is that what they're both called?
They're different.
Okay.
So do you want to explain?
No, because I don't know. I don't remember what the difference is. I was just going to, I know that what happened for us for the snow last week is the district called it, I don't know,
inclement weather day.
So,
but we got it over a foot. We have a foot and a half.
We got a foot and a half.
So, I don't know. So, basically,
can I finish?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was.
I'm sorry. Go. Your turn. Go.
Okay. Well, now I'm thrown off. So it was called, I guess it was called Inclement Weather Day, and there was no live sessions, no actual like physical check-ins with your teacher. Every teacher was posting inclement weather assignments on the Google Classroom page, and you had 48 hours from the return to school to finish them. So the option we gave our children the night before, I said, I'm not planning to wake you up. If you want to do your work that's assigned tomorrow during the day, I will wake you up. But if you want to take it as a snow day and not do any work and not, you know, do any of those assignments, and you want to wait and do more work and, you know, do it the next day, that's fine. It's your choice. And of course, one decided to do the work and the other decided to wait. And they both got the work done.
Yeah.
But that I appreciated that our district did that, because it allowed, I think, families to make the decision. So that day still counted as a school day.
Right, right.
Because everyone still had to do the work.
Right.
But we were, there was flexibility there. That 48 hours from the return really meant they had some time.
But the district also has snow days.
So what's that? They'll just say no assignments?
Exactly.
And it sounds like they actually are reserving that for like when the town is without power.
Okay. I guess that was my question, because we got dumped on the other day.
But nobody lost power.
Right.
Which,
so is that the,
I think I remember reading that in one of the emails. No,
I'm still sort of against this inclement weather day.
Well, let's talk about our family.
Yeah.
Right. So they've got four kids, three older, one younger. And
still all they're sixth grade and younger.
Right. Their district, I think, was still doing, their district had actually switched to full remote like the day before. Mm-hmm. So all of their classes are now live streamed all day long because of the COVID numbers. So our brother-in-law gave them the option of, I hope this is okay to talk about, he gave them all the option to take a snow day because he wasn't going to be able to go to work. So he had a snow day, and he wanted to be with his kids and have it like a snow day. And they all ultimately decided to not take a snow day.
Yeah.
Because the makeup work would be too stressful.
See, and that's the problem I have with these inclement weather days and these different options, is that, you know, even if you have parents willing to say, hey, just take a break today, the rigors of school and the requirements and the stress of not completing that work won't allow the kids to really enjoy that.
Right.
So I guess the permission to take a break needs to come from up above.
Yeah.
Those in charge.
Yes. And I think when you're missing a full like day of instruction, that's different than like, you know, filling out a plant cell diagram that someone posts online on your classroom.
Right.
It's different. But I think it's easy from an outsider's perspective to say like, oh, well, there shouldn't be snow days. Just let them get out earlier in the summer when the weather's nice and they can really enjoy it and they're able to learn online. So just do your work in a couple hours and then get outside. But it's so hard. It's so much. Like today we're recording this on a Wednesday. This is our boys' first day of Christmas break.
Right.
And they are just, I think we all slept until like 9:30 today.
Yeah.
It was the first day without alarms. And they're just beat. They're just tired from like being on the computer all the time.
Right.
Like we are having a family Zoom Christmas party tomorrow night. And I said, I think all four of us should be on separate devices because I think we're playing some sort of game. And and they both were like, ugh, we're on our devices all the time for school. Right. We have to go back and sit at our desks on our computers again. Like they're just burnt out.
Right.
And that's with a snow day. So I think that there are some things that we can change because of technology and because sort of time moves forward. But I think there are some things that don't really need changing. And I think
I'm sure
in the camp that says keep snow days.
So me too. And the question raised in the article I read was, okay, 2020 is one thing. But what is this going to look like next winter when hopefully vaccines are ubiquitous and everybody is doing good and the COVID numbers are down and, you know, restrictions have been lifted and we're getting sort of back to normal. What does a snow day look like now that we've established this remote learning model? And the superintendent, it's Mona Shores, by the way, Mona Shores, Michigan. That's where Bill O'Brien is located, the superintendent. He goes on to say, I wouldn't be surprised if post-pandemic there are changes made to legislation related to snow days. We've certainly learned that there are remote learning opportunities that could exist on snow days during regular years, not just during pandemics. And so that's something we will explore in the future, he goes on. Hi, Everett, he goes on to say. You know, that's my question, Jenny. Do you agree with that notion that in non-pandemic years we explore doing some sort of remote learning? I guess maybe if there's too many snow days, to your point a few moments ago.
Yeah, I think some districts were doing that beforehand. They were like having snow packets sent home with kids so that if you had a snow day, you had this like packet of work that's ready to go. I think maybe it's good to have as an option, but I think it speaks to sort of the larger question about, you know, should businesses do that too, right? Like a lot of businesses are now saying, hey, we've realized that our workers can be trusted because they're grown-ups and they can work remotely.
Right.
So I think that, yeah, there's something that might come out of this that is true beyond beyond a pandemic. I will also say that I know we're sort of sidestepping a little bit here, but remote learning has come in handy for us the past 2 weeks because our oldest is sick with mono. So he has been, of course, you know, we had to make sure it wasn't COVID. He had 2 COVID tests and flu tests and strep tests.
It's a challenging couple of weeks for us.
Which is why we haven't recorded. So he was out of school for a week because he had COVID symptoms and we were waiting for 2 COVID tests to come back. So one came back and he could have gone to school, but he still had fevers and COVID symptoms. And we were thinking it was mono, or the doctor was thinking it was mono. So then he went back and had blood work to confirm it was mono, but had to have another COVID test and so couldn't go to school. Because of the remote learning situation, he didn't miss a beat, because aside from his 2 doctors, he missed one day where he slept all day. And aside from another day where he went to the doctors and he missed half of his classes, was in all of his classes and didn't have to take an extension on anything except for gym. He has to write a 2-page research paper for gym now, even though it's excused. That's a separate topic.
I still always think of the quote from School of Rock, and it's not, I don't want to offend any gym teachers out there, but every time I think of writing a paper for gym class, I just keep thinking of that quote from School of Rock. What do you remember what that is?
No, of course not.
Those that can't do, teach. Those that can't teach, teach gym. No offense to gym teachers out there. I apologize.
But he didn't miss a beat because of the remote learning. So, you know, 2 weeks out of school in a non-remote year, I would have been like, oh my God, he's going to be so far behind. He's missing high school instruction. But he didn't miss anything. And so even though teachers like offered him extensions and stuff, that was such a blessing to be able to have that.
Which is different from when you had mono in high school.
In high school,
Your senior year.
Yeah.
And you missed a bunch.
I did. Yeah. I had to teach myself calculus.
You did.
I don't really know how they let me get away with that. And I still managed to
And I brought you your work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was this benefit that next year, if we weren't in a pandemic, well, I guess if we weren't in a pandemic, there wouldn't have been the COVID issue around it.
Yeah, but he'd still be out for a while,
because he still was too sick to go to school. So I don't know. So the remote offers lots of flexibility and options, but sometimes just because they're there, we don't have to use them.
Exactly. Such a good point.
That took me a long time to get to my point.
No, that's fine. Sorry about that. And I think that, you know, I commend Cole, our brother-in-law, for, you know, being willing to...
What is he doing?
What is happening right now?
Where is he?
He's behind you, but I don't know what that noise was.
It's a yoga mat. He's eating a yoga mat.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I commend Cole for having that, being willing to let his kids take that break.
Right.
And we might have to, like, take a break. Speaking of breaks... Hey, Everett, relax, buddy.
All right, keep talking.
All right. So anyway, I commend parents to make that decision. I also commend parents for, you know, supporting their kids through doing the work as well. you know, we've all had to sort of learn how to be pseudo teachers during this pandemic. And I just want to take a second and raise a glass to all those parents across the world dealing with that. It's been a tough year. And for all signs are pointing to a little bit of a tough time, maybe even a tougher time over the next couple of months while the vaccine gets around and we try to curb numbers. That's going to be a tough winter. But we wish, you know, wish all those parents good luck as they continue this school year with the COVID pandemic. But listen, we wanted to sort of do the second half of this episode, the last third of this episode, talking about
I this think might this be has an to be outtake. The end. This is.
Let's just be outtakes. All right, we are going to take.
Evie, stop.
We're going to take a quick break and deal with Everett. We will be right back. Oh, my. Okay, Jenny. So, through the magic of editing, we've calmed Everett down. He was a little nutso, but we're back. Hi.
I don't know how long it's going to last for.
I don't know. We're gonna do this last thing I had planned, and then we can say goodnight.
I think our elf is going to have something not great to report to Santa tonight about him.
Yeah, your scout elf is not going to be happy with you, mm-hmm. sir. All right. So I'm going to share a couple of these articles. I looked up some snow day activities for kids in the spirit of giving kids a break, in the spirit of experiential learning and, you know, not making kids do homework, but enjoying that time with family, if you can. I have a couple articles to share that go through some fun snow day activities. It's kind of geared towards younger kids, but I'm sure you could maybe convince your teenagers. So this is from care.com. It's 7 fun snow day activities for kids. Let me just tell you real quick. I love sledding and stuff in theory. But I got to be honest, I don't like being out there too long and the kids get all wet and cold. But I took Lola on a walk in the park today and there's a big, beautiful sledding hill in our town park. And she seemed to be very interested in the kids sledding. It was,
oh, really?
It was, yeah, it was
she
nice.
She loves kids.
Yeah, she loves kids. She's like, oh, those kids sledding. Okay. So this first activity is make snow ice cream. Have you ever done that before?
This sounds vaguely familiar. I feel like I did something like that with Jackson when he was little.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Mm. It wasn't ice cream. Oh, no, this is really ringing a bell.
You make it with fresh snow, vanilla, and condensed milk, and it's the most amazing ice cream you'll ever taste, this person says. Making and eating snow ice cream is one of those classic childhood experiences that every kid needs to try at least once.
I feel like that's a good thing to do if you live in the country. I don't think I would trust snow from our neighborhood.
Why?
I don't know. It's dirty.
It's fresh snow. You don't let the one that's sitting there after it's been gone over with the salter and the plow.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Stay away from the yellow snow too, mm-hmm. by the way.
Okay.
Okay, number 2. Oh, give indoor toys their snow day as well. So sometimes switching up your surroundings is all that's needed to bring new life to forgotten indoor toys. Bring a bucket of indoor toys outside to create a snowy small world for farm animals, dinosaurs, little people, cars, and trucks. It's got an image of a little kid playing with a tow truck outside. That's kind of cool.
That's fun.
All right, number 3, get inspired by a favorite book. Look no further than the bookshelf for a wealth of activities inspired by children's favorite literary characters. This person is the author of, her name is Meg Cox, Book of New Family Traditions, How to Create Great Rituals for Holiday and Every Day. Winnie the Pooh inspired a beloved wintertime tradition with her son. She writes, we would eat honey cookies and read aloud to my son's stuffed versions of Pooh, Piglet, and Tigger. That's really sweet. Other ideas from a book that's called Dragons Love Tacos. I feel like I remember that book. I feel like we read that to Jackson when he was little. It says, have a taco party. We're outside a Polar Express-themed train building challenge. That's cool. All right, next, feed the birds. Make bird feeders. Significant snow call can cut off birds from their natural food supply. This is on them. This is right up my alley. Mm-hmm. So feeding them can be a fun, fulfilling activity for kids. You can look up. There's a bunch of easy bird feeder tutorials, different articles they linked in this article. So you can click on that. Make snow volcanoes. That's number five, Jenny. Have you ever done that?
No. I don't like being outside.
Combine outdoor play with a bit of STEM.
I like to sit on a couch under a nice warm blanket and drink hot chocolate and make banana bread and watch movies all together.
That's amazing, what I like to do.
Because I don't like to be outside in the cold.
So you can use this activity by using snow to create an explosive science experiment. Uses a few simple household ingredients like dish soap, vinegar, baking soda, food coloring to create this activity that keeps all of her sons busy for hours. They quote this mom in here from a blog by the name of Raising Dragons. This is best done outside as it can get messy and you can make a really large volcano. That's exciting.
Exciting?
Did I say exciting?
I believe you did.
There's two more. Bring the snow inside. Even the most tenacious tots will need an occasional break from playing outside. Here you go, Jenny. This is inside activities.
Bring in the snow inside, though?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Fill a baking pan with snow from outside and allow the kids to do activities like paint the snow by adding colored water or food coloring, etc. They have a nice picture of snowmen that you made inside, like small snowmen. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And finally, create an obstacle course outside. This sounds like it's not up your alley.
No, none of these are up my alley.
At all. Invite your kids to head to the shed or garage, search for some creative objects, maybe stay away from the saws or tools, maybe. And they create an obstacle course in the snow using items such as hula hoops, sleds, pool noodles, plastic containers to build a course that challenge your children's palate, speed, and imagination. So I will drop that link in the show notes. This is another article I grabbed as well. We'll drop that in there. But fun stuff, you know, again, geared more towards younger kids. But the whole point today is of this episode is enjoy snow days. Enjoy the break. We encourage the break. We don't want that to change despite the technology changes that have come with this pandemic this year. Jenny and I are proponents of snow days.
Even if there isn't snow. So if you find yourself, and this came up at the end of the school year, last year, sort of in the middle of the pandemic, I remember a session with a mom who was just in tears, sobbing, because she was so stressed with her kids, who were both elementary school, and just the remote, that was, you know, fully remote, but they had they had a lot of work to do, and she had set it up so that, like, she was running school essentially, like with a full schedule, and she was just burnt out and the kids were burnt out. And I said, what would happen if you took a day off? And she was like, well, we'll just get behind. And I said, but are these real assignments or are these assignments you're coming up with? And she was like, well, there's stuff that I've come up with to, you know, sort of help them learn. And I said, so no one's going to get in trouble. What would happen if you gave yourself permission and your kids to take the day off and, like, go for a walk, go outside? And she was like, I'll think about it. And then when I saw her the following week, she was so much more like herself. And she said, I needed that. I needed to give myself permission to take a day off. So they took a day off and it just reset the button. So even if there isn't a snow day, when you can fit it in, you know, I'm not saying like play hooky or, you know, blow off a work project or, you know, do something that sets your kids behind at school. But when you can and when you need to, take the snow day.
Yeah. And we encourage you to find your recipe for family memories.
Yeah. Also make the bread, right?
Make the bread.
If it's this tradition and you're like, I don't think I have enough time, just do it because you're not going to regret doing it. Even if it means you like roll into your session and you're a little bit out of breath because you also cleaned up the kitchen and made the banana bread. But lean into those things.
Yes. Nice way to end it. Anything else to add?
No.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, those will come out on Christmas Eve. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah because we didn't do one right before Hanukkah because we're a little behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we'll see everybody hopefully next week.
Yeah. I think we'll try to put one out before New Year's.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right, everybody. Well, that is going to do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. For today's show notes links, you can check out that article from the Michigan news program, as well as some of these snow day activity articles and Jenny's article, Snow Day Without the Snow. Please follow us on Facebook, everybody, at Changing Perspectives Podcast, and on Instagram at Changing Perspectives Blog. You can send us an email to info@changingperspectivesonline.com. You can also visit changingperspectivesonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget to visit the shop to check out all of that Changing Perspectives merchandise. Go ahead and subscribe to the show, everyone, so you'll never miss an episode. And we will see you next time. Say bye, Jenny.
Bye, Jenny.
The Changing Perspectives podcast is produced, recorded, and edited by Dizzy Bird Studios. Copyright 2020. Please visit Dizzy Bird Studios on Facebook. Facebook.com/DizzyBirdStudios.